Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Jerusalem are clear, with a gentle breeze drifting through Tel Aviv. Temperatures are mild, making for a pleasant evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that mediators are pushing to restart U.S.-Iran talks as Tehran escalates attacks. This comes after Pakistan and Qatar try to revive negotiations following two nights of strikes. Also, Walla notes Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the war is not over yet. Meanwhile, Katz announced at a flight course graduation that the IDF is ready to renew its campaign against Iran. Also this hour, Times of Israel shares that Iran fired 10 missiles at Jordan earlier today. This follows U.S. strikes reported near the Bushehr nuclear plant, with accusations from Tehran against the U.S. Separately, Maariv discusses the situation in Lebanon, where Israel's northern neighbor faces internal turmoil. Hezbollah supporters threaten not to honor a new framework agreement with Israel. And finally, I-24 News highlights Netanyahu's remarks at the graduation ceremony, where he claimed that Israel's forceful actions prevented Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English posted just minutes ago that if Republicans succeed in the midterms, a full blockade of Iran could occur. This would be until the regime collapses. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, wrote that the latest developments come as Israeli Defense Minister Katz declared the IDF ready to restart the Iran war. She notes a potential lack of communication between the White House and Netanyahu. Eyal Yacobi shared that renewed U.S. strikes against Iranian regime assets are underway. The IRGC is reportedly taking significant hits. Let's go deeper into today's stories. Starting with the push to restart U.S.-Iran talks, Ynet reports that diplomatic efforts are intensifying. Pakistan and Qatar are leading these initiatives. This comes amid heightened tensions as Tehran continues its aggressive military actions. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, Walla covered his speech, where he emphasized ongoing conflict. Katz's readiness to renew campaigns against Iran signals a potential escalation. The IDF's preparedness reflects Israel's focus on national security. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's missile launch at Jordan. This follows U.S. strikes near the Bushehr nuclear plant. Tehran accuses the U.S. of provocative actions. The regional implications could be significant, affecting multiple neighboring countries. In Lebanon, Maariv reports on the fragile situation as Hezbollah supporters challenge a new framework agreement with Israel. Beirut's internal divisions could impact peace prospects. The region watches closely as Lebanon stands at a crossroads. Finally, I-24 News covers Netanyahu's assertion that Israel's forceful deterrence has kept Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. His remarks underline Israel's strategic stance. Continued vigilance remains crucial for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Skapjan has raised $36 million to develop a drone swarm defense system. This funding will accelerate hiring and enhance technology to counter UAV threats. Separately, Maariv Business reveals a groundbreaking experiment with humanoid robots performing surgeries. These robots successfully operated on large animals, marking a significant advancement in medical technology. And finally, CTEC discusses the potential for a renewed U.S. military buildup at Ben-Gurion Airport following U.S. strikes on Iran. Israeli officials are evaluating how to accommodate additional aircraft without disrupting passenger traffic. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.